ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Baxter with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. We are no longer saving democracy. We're looking at the record of the Supreme Court and the decisions that the justices have ahead of them immediately by the end of June or early July to render a decision on oral arguments that were presented before the court within these last hours about whether a sitting president of the United States enjoys immunity or immunity or immunity. Professor, this matter comes up again and again, and the court has taken it upon itself. However, caveat, my understanding that the court does best when it stays out of elections. Is that generally true, Professor?
I think it is very much the case that you try to stay out of election. The problem is, on many times you get involved in an election with a big kind of issue, which is not an election issue as such, like what you do in connection with Obamacare in 2012. And, you know, Judge Roberts punted. I thought the opinion was a weak opinion in getting it out of him, but I understand what his motivation is. But in this particular case, this is not something which is going to influence the election indirectly because of a substantive nature. This is the election itself. And what's happened on the Democratic side is it's the same argument that justice requires that all this stuff be exposed in a trial. And as you said, and as I fully agree, people can form their opinions about Donald Trump without having to watch this circus in action. And what the Supreme Court did, at least on the conservative side, maybe the liberals will go along with it, is said, look, as far as we can see, this is a very thorny issue as to whether or not he is or is not entitled to immunity. And I will tell you, my sentiments on this issue have shifted. When the decision first came down from the Court of Appeals, I said, yeah, I understand that there's all this stuff going on, and that's probably private, not political, is the way that it was said. But as I've watched these trials start to unfold, and you see more and more overreaching on the part of people like Jack Smith in phony indictments and really kind of volatile public statements on this stuff, my attitude has started to shift to the other side, which is saying so long as this was in any way connected with presidential stuff, whatever that means, connected with is one of these nice weasel words which you cannot do without, that the abuse is being really greater than it was. And so the Supreme Court's looking at this, and I think what it decided to do was to say, look, we don't care about this being done before the election. What we care about is getting it done right for a president. So then you start to turn to the law on presidential immunity. And let me read you all the constitutional provisions that govern this very thorny trespass. Now that I've done that, since there are actually none to read, all the doctrine with respect to immunity has to be done by implication, separation of powers, and a variety of other issues. And there's no real clear guidelines, because this is not a case where you have to make it up because you're a bad guy. This is a case where you have to make it up because, you know, there's got to be some form of immunity given a system of separation of power, and then you have to do it. And so what you see from the Supreme Court is not a statement of which side of the line this case falls on, but they're doing something which, if it were not a presidential election, everybody would say is just fine. They're saying, look, I don't want to have to decide this thing. We're going to send it back to the lower courts and let them figure it out so that we have something to work with that comes back. And, well, they're going to send it back to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals is probably going to send it back to the trial court, and up it goes again. So you're talking about another 18 months before this thing reaches the Supreme Court.
And that is an important detail, Professor, because yes, delaying this for wisdom is staying out of the election, that detail.
I agree. I mean, look, I think the Supreme Court did the right thing with respect to the insurrection charges. It's a very controversial charge, but the one thing that everybody could agree upon is that the fate of a national election should not be determined by some petty official in Maine or Colorado who says, I don't want to put him on the ballot in my state. And so what they said is, if you want states to do it, it has to meet a congressional authorization. They cannot simply do this as their own private actors. And many of the people on the other side said the 14th Amendment doesn't deal with who does this, and anybody could bring this particular case, which I thought was sheer lunacy. So what they did is they got it out because there was no congressional authorization. And at that point, they don't have to talk about anything
else. And this immunity matter, can they do it as neatly? Delay.
They can't do it as neatly, but they could do it pretty neatly, because once you start ordering the remand, what you do is you don't say, well, this is our presumption. We said, here's a list of factors that we think you want to consider. And they'll probably put six or seven things down almost at random. It doesn't really matter. How much is this going to disrupt the office? How much will this encourage a president to be unlawful in office? Does it matter that it was in the course of an election campaign? Does it matter that it was done in the White House or the Capitol building?
And who
whatever
do those
that?
Questions go to? Who do they go to?
Well, they will go down to the lower court, who will dish them down to the district.
And that'll take 18 months for a return reply.
And by the way, I mean, it's not as though anybody knows the answers to these questions. Look, the word that you want to use to
30 seconds, how, Professor, 30 seconds.
Okay, the key word is comedy, cooperation without legal compulsion. And what's happened is comedy is gone, so it's now bone against bone. You're forced to articulate legal standards that nobody quite understands. And the consequence of all this is you can make the nation into a very confused place, and I would rather defer it until the election is over.
Professor Richard Epstein, writing into Funding Ideas about saving democracy, commenting on the Supreme Court and immunity. To be continued. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.